there shall be one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. The method of selecting student members has been determined by campus-wide student referenda on each of the campuses of the university. The student members serve a term of 1 year beginning on July 1 of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibilities of the trustees. On the one hand, a deep interest and loyal support of the university, and on the other, a stewardship in behalf of the people of Illinois, a difficult interrelationship which, as trustee, one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way an incompatible one. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body. On the other hand, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one student constituency or any one campus. This is a challenging perspective for us to maintain and a learning process for all of us. As a member of the board and with the consent of all of the Board of Trustees, I welcome you to this fellowship of responsibility and invite your interest and contribution to the deliberations of this board. Congratulations to each and every one of you. I think you've already demonstrated to us yesterday and this morning how active you intend to be on the board, and congratulations to each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Welcome, everyone. I thought I'd just give you a little preview of the day. I'm going to begin by quoting Mike, quoting me. yesterday, we talked about, at some point, we said that we were reviewing, I guess, all of the activities and accomplishments that occurred over the last year under Mike's leadership and with the board's support and the engagement of the faculty and others. And Mike mentioned that, you know, something I had said, which was that, you know, probably the university hadn't seen so much change in such a short time in its history. Well, apparently that's not true, because the first board convened in July of 1867, and that board probably did more than we will have done, and I think today we acknowledge their leadership, the boldness of their spirit, and the notion that great change is good for our state. So we should remember those who came before us and the great contributions that they've made. We're going to hear from Bob Easter today, and he's going to speak a little bit about a difficult subject, which is the closure of a program, which for a university is one of the most difficult things that we ever face or that the board is charged with. And I think we'll understand from Bob's presentation the thoughtfulness and the completeness of that analysis. We're also going to hear from Cappy Lang a little bit, the Executive Director of Government Relations. And she'll give us an overview of the legislative session that occurred earlier this year. We're going to hear from Matt Wheeler, who will report on the University Senate's conference and their work. And then we're going to hear from Sid Misick, who's going to tell us a little bit of, about the work of the foundation over the course of the year. We're going to rearrange the public comment session. Usually that occurs at the end of the day. There are a couple of speakers who would like their voices heard prior to the vote about the aviation department. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to speak on that subject prior to our vote. Last night, Mike Hogan arranged a tribute to Mina Rao, who's continuing on in her role at the faculty. But as she does that, I just want to thank her for many of the lessons that, you know, she taught me when I first came on board. I had talked about excellence, and she made it clear that, you know, personal excellence really begins with integrity and a commitment to ethics, and that has been part of our discussion every time that we have spoken. She's talked about excellence in the university and that being defined simply and always in terms of faculty accomplishment. And that idea of great integrity and a focus on the research and teaching at the university have helped shape the board's point of view and our vision for the future and the manner in which we approach every issue that we're faced with. And when new board members come on, we will share that thinking with them, and you will influence the university forever. So we appreciate all that you have done for the university, for us individually, and for the entire board. Thank you very much. Mike, maybe I'd ask you to introduce some of our guests today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd begin by, of course, acknowledging and welcoming the general officers of the university, our distinguished vice presidents, and our chancellors. Also, I would like to introduce to you the Senate observers who are here with us today. If I may, representing the Chicago Campus Senate, we have Professors Don Chambers and Kuros Mohammadian. You can all raise your hand as acknowledged. Representing our Springfield campus, we have Professor T. Fen Ting and John Martin. Representing our Urbana campus, we have Professors Mary Mallory and Joyce Tolliver. Representing the University Senate's conference, we have Professor Matt Wheeler. That's Matt. And representing our academic professional staff, we have Deidre Rush, who's an associate director. Deidre's an associate director in our Office of Financial Aid. Deidre, I know there you are right in front of me, so welcome today.
Thank you. So, Paula, would you...
Yes, sir. Yes. Well, again, it's my pleasure once again to welcome Chairman Kennedy, members of the board, and my esteemed colleagues to today's meeting. I'm delighted to provide an update on the UIC campus. I also invited two students to join us today. They will present news and views as a part of my welcoming remarks. And then I'll return with some updates on events. Our faculty, slide number two, our faculty continue to receive prestigious grants, awards, and honors. Here are just a few select examples. Professor Jorge Cata, a faculty member in the College of Medicine at Peoria, was elected to a section of the American Academy of Neurology. Caswell Evans, next slide, professor and associate dean in the College of Dentistry, was recently honored with the 2011 William Guy's Award for Vision, Innovation, and Achievement. He has made exceptional contributions to and support of oral health and dental education around the world. Slide four. Here are some select recent faculty grants from across the campus. Dr. Barrett in the Department of Biopharmacology Sciences will be studying ovarian cancer. Dr. Olson will be continuing his work into proteins to regulate blood clotting. Our dean, Creasy Harrison, dean of the College of Social Work, received a major grant from the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. The grant focuses on the provision of evidence-based approaches to improve family functioning. Our very own Lisa Lee, director of the Hull House Museum, received a grant from the Joyce Foundation for another exhibit at the Hull House Museum. Yesterday at the board retreat, I talked about the competitiveness for federal funding. I am delighted to share with this group the same chart. Please note the blue line that speaks to the total sponsored program of research at UIC.